Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got a real knockout artist up in here. I know you got Hans. I know you got Hans on you. Yeah. I got Sean Garcia in the building today, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Pops.
That's right.
What's going on, man?
All right, man. We're doing great here.
How's everybody feeling today?
I love it.
I know you got to be proud of him.
Absolutely. Well, you've been proud of him since he started.
So, yeah. Sean Garcia. Any relations to Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, I've known him for a bit.
Known him for a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, man, let's dive into it, man, because I want to know, like, what happened in Korea, man, before the fight, man? Walk us through the last 3 days of that.
I don't know. It was just a different environment. It was a good opportunity. I felt great, you know, to be in the, you know, I was actually sure the ring with Pacquiao. That was dope. He's been a fighter that I've always been, you know, like.
That's dope, bro. That had to be an honor.
So it was an honor.
Yeah.
And just to be, like, in the same room as him, you know. But, like, to see everything that he done, like, on the screen, they brought back memories. Like, dang, this is what boxing's about. He really, like. He showed what boxing is, you know, like he fought for a reason and you can see it, how humble he is. Right. That's how I like to be, you know, I like to be just be humble and fight.
Yeah.
He loves fighting. So that's what I wanted, you know, that's what I do. I just love fighting.
Yeah.
So just being in that atmosphere, everyone's so nice. Korea's dope.
He wasn't a big talker neither.
Nah.
As a fighter, like he didn't do the, you know what I'm saying, like the muscle talk from the mouth first. Like he just got in there.
I honestly have never seen it. I've never seen him talk I never have either.
Like, I'm just being honest with you. What you think, Pops?
Well, his skills says it all. You know, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. He doesn't really talk much. He was out there smiling a lot, you know, shaking people's hand.
Very humble.
Taking pictures, very humble. But, man, when he got to work, he saw it. He saw that work. And I appreciate that because I know that my sons are doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but his caliber is way up there.
Yeah, no, his caliber is crazy, man. And much respect to Pacquiao, man. He definitely put a stamp in the sport of boxing.
Absolutely.
You know, 100%. Most definitely. Yeah. But how long were you there in Korea for that?
I was there for like a week.
Like a week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to know, the last like 3 days, like leading up to that event, what was you doing?
I honestly didn't know who the fuck was my opponent. I didn't know who my opponent was. I was like, bro, where's my opponent? Yeah. I didn't see him until the day of the weigh-ins.
That's how it was.
So you didn't get to do any type of, like, you know, any type of studying
at the
on
press
this man?
No. I just went in there. I was like, I don't know how he fights. I don't know how strong he is. That motherfucker was ripped. Like, I thought when I saw him at the weigh-ins, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm fighting him.
I made a comment to this one reporter, you know, because I didn't know either. And I said, I just hope he's no Dooku Kim, you know. He started laughing. This dude was a Dooku Kim, man. Them Koreans, they don't play, bro.
No, South Korea.
You can't, absolutely.
And he came out strong at the weigh-ins. Like, it was the first time me meeting him, and he was all like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I was just like, oh, how you doing, boom. And then I didn't think he was just going to press me like that at the weigh-ins, and he did. I was like, oh, shit.
He put his fist up at him.
I thought he was going to be all nice. Bro. You know, you were being all nice, bro. He put his fist up to my chin quick. I was like, fuck. All right. So I had to push him, but if I mean, it was great. Yeah. You know, I haven't been in the game in like, I took like 2 years off. So just being back in that and everyone's, you know, the excitement and all that, man, it felt great.
That's dope right there, man. How did, what did you take from that fight when you actually got to get in the ring with him?
That I have a lot to work on, you know, that like, there's just so much shit that I can learn, you know, and there's so much different people I can fight. And I love that, you know, I love that I'm in a sport where we duke it out, you know, where we just fight. Yeah. So I love that. I love that feeling that I punch you, you try to punch me.
His technique is very, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you stand up for him, Pops. Like you keep him right.
You have to. In this sport, it, you know, you can't play boxing. You know, you got to be ready, man. You get, you know, and I'm a coach. I'm his coach, main coach, but I'm also his dad. Mm. So I've got to play both roles here. And safety is first. So in order to make sure that he's cool in the ring and he's protected, he's got to do his work. And that's where I come in as a coach.
I don't think you'll ever stop a fight, though.
I don't, well.
Even if I'm getting my ass beat.
See, that's where you're wrong.
No, I don't think you're stopping. He'll want me to be like, bro, come on.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But
I don't think you'll ever stop a fight.
He's got to be well prepared.
I don't think I ever want you to stop a fight.
No?
Nah. Well, I'm getting beat up. I got to find something.
Would you stop it, Pops?
Absolutely, I would stop it. If I knew that he was just, you know. See, look, it. Here's the thing. A boxer will always, from the heart, will say, I'm going to do it. I want to keep on, I'll keep on, you know. But the mind is a different thing. You could ruin that, and then that's it. I don't care what you say. You know, you're done. Your career can be over just because your heart says, I can keep on, I keep on. So it's up to the coach to say, hey, enough is enough. We got another day here. And that's what's important. That's where the experience comes in.
Live another day.
Right, live another day. You know, you can't just, you know, let him get his ass kicked or something, which he doesn't. Trust me, he's a very smart fighter, very technical. I know that because we train him that way since he was 7 years old, just like Ryan. You know, but he's very technical, very smart. And, you know, the way he slips the punches and all that. You know, I mean, that's beautiful. That's what you want. Hit and not get hit. And that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, I didn't get touched. But
there was a problem at the end.
How'd you feel? And that's where I want to get to. Like, I want to know, like, because I want you to walk me through the fight. Did you feel like you got your ass beat when when you fought him, when you fought the boy up in Korea?
No, I beat his ass. Let's talk about it. No, I beat his ass. Like, bro, he was bleeding on his eye. Mm-hmm. His face was all messed up. I'm still looking good after the fight. I'm like, I got this in the bag. I won, you know? Like, I won this. So you know, I wanted a knockout. Yeah, I wanted a knockout. Like, but I was like, oh, I won, though. But I wanted a knockout. Like, I've been like, I was hitting him so hard. But then again, I fight at 130. I fight at 130, but they didn't have no one. So they were like, you want to, can you fight at 135? Can you fight a 135 pounder? And those are big dudes. Like a weight class, a lot of people don't understand that, like, jumping up a weight class, it's a big deal.
Even in 5 pounds.
Yeah, because that person natural weight is like 149.
After he get off that scale and put that water weight back on.
That's right.
So he's coming in natural heavy, you know? Like, oh, I'm like 148. Mm-hmm. I went in that bitch 138. So I fought at 135. I only gained 3 pounds. So, like, it was tough, but, like, I was like, you know what? I'm down. But I didn't realize how big he was until I was face-to-face with him in the ring. I was like, fuck, bro, you're huge. All right. So I was like, you know what? But I ain't going to bitch out. So I was like, let's just fight. But it was good. I'm smart. You know, I'm not going to let anyone, like, really tee off on me. You can't do that. I'm not going to let that happen.
Right.
So I was smart, but I was beating his ass for 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Fourth round, I get it. Like, I started getting a little winded because of how hard I was throwing, how fast I was throwing.
Yeah.
How much punches I had to throw to keep him off of me.
Right.
So my punches wasn't really affecting him because of the weight class.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know he felt it. You know, I was hitting him.
Oh, he felt
my hands were hurting. My hands started hurting how much I was hitting his face. So
yeah, that's
like,
when you know. Yeah, like, that's just starting to hurt.
But the fourth round, I was like, the third round, I was like,
And I told him, too. I knew Sean.
I was like, he's going to come right now.
I told him, I said, Sean, he's...
So if I would give him any round, it would be the fourth round.
Yeah.
You know, I would give him that. But other than that, I was beating the shit out of him.
So
everyone knew it.
How did you... Okay, everyone knew it. So when it got to the judges, what happened when the judges announced the winner? How'd you feel about that, man? Don't get a salty taste in your mouth. I saw it. The salt was like...
No, how I just I looked at my team, you know, only because, you know, it kind of hurt a little bit only because, like, this is my career, you know?
Right.
Like,
so life.
This is my life. And I didn't lose that fight. There's no way I lost that fight. Like, anyone in the right mind to look and watch that fight, I didn't lose that fight. So I looked at my team, and I was like, that's weird. But... I'm a very humble guy.
Oh, my God. Super.
I'm very happy that, you know, I was able to leave the ring, you know, healthy and his and him as well. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to talk shit, you know, like, oh, fuck that. I won. You know, and I'm not going to do that. You know, yeah. I know I won. You think and I know used? Everyone else knew I won. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to like, maybe, you know, maybe he was. Maybe that was, like, probably one of the biggest accomplishments for him ever. You know,
maybe like that was, like, happy. A home court advantage, home court, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like sure. Maybe his family is watching and all that. Hey, if he wanted, you know, you wanted to be happy for that moment, oh, yeah, be happy. But I know I'm better than you. Like, you're not better than me.
He should come running with you over here.
I told him, like, we would love to have you.
Yeah, come Let's over here, it. Come
running. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
no, but, I mean, I beat him over there. I'll beat him over here.
Of course.
You know?
I believe that, homie.
But let me tell you what happened. Afterwards,
oh,
okay,
because yeah,
he might have been humble, but I wasn't too humble. I was like, no,
there you go, Pops.
You ain't gonna do this to off. My boy. I said, we worked too hard. Yeah. I know he won. I said, you know, I got to bring it up to the commission. But as I was going, stepping down the ring, I noticed a judge scratching off his scorecard. And I used to be a judge back in the amateur days. And you cannot change your scorecard once you wrote it down. So he scratched like that, and I learned something in Korea that, hey, that means no, you know, it's bullshit, you know, you can't do this. So he looked at me, and I said, you can't do that. I said, it's wrong. And then they were, like, telling me, hey, no. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to step away. I said, look at that. So immediately I went into the locker room. I called my wife, Lisa, and I told her, I said, hey, you're going to have to check this out. I said, because they made a change. I said, and that's not right. And then later I found out that in South Korea, if you win the first two rounds, the first two, you're declared the winner. Mm. So Sean won the first round.
I won the first three rounds.
I know. But the second round, he won two easily. But since...
I thought the second round was my best round. Actually.
I thought so too. Yeah.
And they gave it to him, and I'm like,
yeah.
What the
so
fuck?
So they had given the guy a 9 and Sean a 10. But if they did that, Sean becomes the winner. So he scratched that, and he made it 10-10. And I have it on my phone to prove it. So it's not like I don't have it.
Yeah, I believe you, Bob.
Yeah, I have it, you know.
He's like, he brought receipts today,
I got,
man.
Oh, yeah. You
he
know.
Brought receipts.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm not just.
Straight up.
Yeah, he was like,
I'm not
got
just
it.
Talking. I got it. Okay? And I put it up in social media because I was like, you're not going to do this to my
now,
boy.
No, I love how my dad, like, he defends me. He steps in
oh,
the
I'll
places
step in.
I won't go.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, of course, if he lost, I'm going to say, hey, we got work to do.
Yeah.
You know, but if I know my son,
I didn't
you won. And I even told him, I said, you know in your heart you won, right? He goes, yeah. I said, then you won. That's good enough because I know you won. And then afterwards, they had no choice but to announce it. So they regroup after the fight after him. They actually made an official announcement that they made an error on the scorecards. But now, instead of giving him the win, they declared it as a draw.
I didn't get it.
I know it's got to suck, man. They're like, you know, put in the man hours, fly over there.
Yeah.
That flight is it's a flight.
Yeah, it's a flight for sure.
Get over there, try to, you know, get adapted to whether it's the weather, just the conditions, just all around, man, and get in there and put in this work and know that you win, and for them to say you lose, like, I know it's got to be devastating a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It fucks with you. It's a mind fuck.
What
is? A little bit, but, like, well, like, boxing's not the same no more. It's not. Like,
I'm going to ask you that. Like, what do you think about it? Like, even though you being younger and, you know, you seem like you got real traditional boxing up under you.
See, back in the, you know, Pacquiao, Mayweather and all that, if you were world champion, you were fucking legit. You know, like, all right, this is, you're a world champion. Now there's people coming up to me, oh, I'm a world champion. I'm like, bro, I don't know who the fuck you are. You know?
Right.
And I'm just like, it's crazy to me how it's so easy to get a world title now. But see, that's what, I feel like boxing is turning into a sport, you know? Like, back then it was a battle, you know? It was a fucking war in there, you know? Yeah. Now it's just a sport. People have their favorite fighters. They know what to put the bets on. It's kind of like basketball, you know? Favorite team, you're going to always watch them, no matter if they lose or not. You're a diehard fan.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what boxing is becoming. And if you're you're
saying it's coming, like, I just want to step in with you. You feel like it's becoming more of entertainment?
Entertainment.
Versus a sport?
Versus, because, like, let's have my dad say, you can't play boxing, you know?
Right.
You can play basketball. You can do all this. You can be hella good, but, like,
there
in
you
that
go.
Ring,
throw your jabs at the other sports.
Yeah.
Throwing jabs.
Yeah. Come on. In that ring, you're throwing down, you know? You're fighting.
It is different.
And you can get brain damage in there. I've seen it go horribly wrong, and it's messed up.
Yeah.
So for us, we're becoming an entertainment sport now, that we entertain people. So Ryan is a favorite fighter. People are going to like him. People are not going to like him. People are going to want to see him win or lose. No matter what, they're going to watch him.
Right.
Because he brings entertainment. Tank, he brings entertainment.
Right.
People don't like him. People like him.
Right.
Now they want to see Ryan and Tank fight.
Right.
So it's about entertainment. So if you're up and coming boxing, it's different now. Just go for the big fights. If you're going for a world title, cool. You win a bout, it's all good. But it's about entertainment now. Fight the fighters that they want to see.
Yeah.
That's more money, too. Yeah. You're trying to build up your record. I mean, there's no really point because people are always going to talk shit. Like, you're fighting this guy. You're fighting that guy. It's cool to build up your record to fight these big guys, but don't come off saying, like, oh, I'm the best fighting these type of fighters. You know, and just say, like, all right, I'm building my record up. I want to fight that guy. You know,
I got a question for you, Sean. Like, I want to ask you as a boxer, what do you think about the Paul brothers? Like, what do you think about them? Like, I'm not trying to say they don't box, but I know this is what you started on this shit and you're probably going to end on this shit.
What
do you think of them, man? Give me some insight.
I mean, I'm proud of Jake. Jake, honestly, he's a big reason why this sport is changing. I'm like changing into entertainment.
Yeah.
He has a big pull in it, and it sucks, kind of. You know, like, bro.
How come? Elaborate for me a little bit.
Like, we're in there with killers, you know? Like, anyone who steps in that ring, you know, like, tip my hat off to you, because, you know, it's a dangerous sport no matter what. No matter who you're fighting, one punch can change anything, but we're actually in there, like, with motherfuckers that want to kill us, you know? Like, they're good, too, you know? So, like, with Jake and everything, they're making hella money, you know? Like, stupid money. And we've been doing this all our lives, facing in there with killers, you know? And for us to be making this bullshit money, it's like, damn. Now I see, like, what we can do, though. If we give the fans what they want to see, we can make the bread like Jake is making, you know?
Right.
Jake's in there with he's in there with fighters too, but they're not like, if you put him in there with like a professional fighter, he's going to know right off the bat it's different.
It's different. That's what I would like to, and like I said, all love to Jake, man, his endeavors 100%. And him doing his thing. But I think that's what the people want to see, him step in there with like somebody that's around his age, somebody that's been doing this for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? Like you said.
But he won't do that.
Well, I mean, why not?
Because he doesn't need to. Look how much money he's making fighting retired UFC fighters. He don't need to. If I didn't need to, I wouldn't either. That shit, it sucks being in that ring, you know, having to, having punches thrown at you with 8 ounce gloves. That shit sucks. This is a, it's like a street fight. And ain't no one wanna always be in a street fight, but I mean if you have to, you will, you know? But that's the way boxing is it's a deadly sport. That's why it wasn't really a sport. Back then, Pacquiao, everyone, they went to war. Like they did. Mm-hmm.
You see trilogies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you like, don't see those too much.
I want that back, you know?
Yeah.
I want like where there's hella people in the ring before the fight. You know, like their entourage, that entourage, and it's crazy. We need that excitement back. And I don't know who's gonna bring it, but I think it's gonna be Ryan Tank.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring that excitement back where all right, these are the big fights we wanna see. So let's get it going, you know? Like Devin versus I'd say Devin go try to take out T.O. Devin can take out anyone. You know,
got a lot of love for Devin. I remember him as a kid.
We have a lot of love for Devin.
We used to go to the same barbershop, and he was just a kid in there, man, with braces. And they were just talking about, like, yeah, he's the next up and coming.
Yeah.
And what makes me proud of him is, and I haven't seen him since then, but just, like, what makes me proud of him is that, like, he actually was what he was projected to be.
Right.
And now he's actually having it. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, though, Sean, because you're like, man, like, I got to get beat on to hope to get a big purse.
Yeah.
Like, later on. And then here comes people out of nowhere and all love to Jake Paul and them, but, like, they just come out of nowhere and it's millions of dollars right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
You know what I'm saying? Right off the bat, man.
It's crazy. But, you know, he used his platform, you know, right well.
Yeah.
He did good.
He did
That's
good.
Why, like, I mean...
He did good, man.
I tip my hat off to him. No hate, no nothing. But like, we're in the ring with killers, and we're making 1% of what he's making.
But I do feel like, and like I said, like Jake Paul, I feel like he already had some star power, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
He comes from other, like he didn't build up off of fighting.
No.
Like he had star power from other places. People knew him. You know what I'm saying?
But that's crazy, though, how he can come into our sport that we've been doing forever and just change it. It's changed.
Smart motherfucker. Got tip my hat to
like, that shit's changed.
That's for you, Jake.
Yeah, that's for you, Jake.
That's
good shit.
For you, Jake. I have a lot to you, dog.
Nah, yeah, 100%. But, I mean, yeah, I'm not hating or nothing, but, like, if I'm going to be in the ring with a killer, I need to get paid for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of, like, that's why I said I'm calling out all these names because let's just fight, bro. It's like the amateurs. We fight in the amateurs. It's no different. We're fighting the pros. They still want to see us fight. Everyone's going to want to see us fight no matter what, no matter win or lose, as long as you give the fans a show. And if you work hard, I work hard, they're going to see it. And whoever wins, whoever wins.
I got to ask you, Sean, like, do you even like this shit anymore?
Oh, boxing?
Like, yeah, like, do you, like, and you're, like, I just could tell, like, you're like, I hate. Like, you was like, man, I hate that shit. It sucks. Like, when I hear you say that, like, it's like, fuck. Like,
well, it just, like...
What still draws you in?
It's a lonely sport. That's why I hate it.
I know a little bit about that, brother.
It's
sorry.
It's something that...
Resonate.
Like, right.
It's so hard to make it in boxing. It's one of the hardest things to make it because it's like, you got to be good. You got to be good outside the ring. You got to be good inside the ring. You got to know how to talk to people. It's not just about you fighting. Bro, there's world champions out there that, like, no one knows because you're not charismatic. And it sucks. That's how the boxing is.
Yeah.
You can be a world champion. You can be so good, but no one knows who the fuck you are.
If you're not good on the outside.
If you're not good on the outside ring. And you ain't making no money.
You don't feel like that has something to do with, like, promotions? Like, better promotions, like, better promoters out here.
Well, they
like
pick
the promoters
their fighters.
These days are a little shittier than they probably were back in the day when Tyson and them were around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Lennox Lewis.
Well,
people
that,
like that. You
well,
know,
that's
had to
what
bring
I'm
up
saying.
Some
yeah.
They didn't have social media.
They didn't have social media.
Well, because back then, to be a world champion, you actually had to fucking
Absolutely.
Work for that shit, you know? Like, all right, look at Devin Haney, you know? I tip my hat off to you, but there's no way you're undisputed. But he's undisputed. For what? Because you beat one guy who beat one guy? That's stupid. There's so many guys in that weight class that you need to beat to be undisputed.
True.
But you get undisputed because you beat one guy that you know damn well you could beat. Like, that's textbook, bro. Like,
would you fight Devin Haney?
Devin Haney? Fuck yeah. If I was, but like I'm not that big. Like, Ryan's a big 135-pounder. If you look at him, you're like, fuck. that motherfucker, I don't know how he makes 135, but they're big dudes.
Yeah.
So that's why weight class means something, you know? Man. So like Devin, I don't know. I haven't
talked about the Kambosos. I heard you about to speak about Kambosos Jr.
Go ahead. Kambosos, he's a good fighter, but he's not as talented as Devin, you know, or like anyone. I mean, Tio, I don't know what happened right there. I don't know how he lost, but I mean, I think Kambosos got lucky that night. He was just on one.
Well, if you outbox Teal, you're gonna beat him.
Yeah, what you think about Teofimo?
I don't know.
Come on, bro. Talk about it. We here. We in the box. We in the sharp tank, man. Let's talk about it, man. For real.
I feel like these boxes, they're getting a lot. Like, they're letting like these fans and like who you're supposed to be. He's letting that all get in his head too much, bro. Focus on your game. That's it. You're a fighter. You've done this. They have it. So fuck what they say. Just go in there and fight. For him to say after this fight, he goes, "Do I still got it? Do I still have it?" Like, bro, you don't fucking ask that on live. Like, wow. Bro, you're in there. You got it.
Yes, it's pops. I watched it. They caught it afterwards, right? I was gonna bring that up, but you beat me to it. It's crazy. I was looking at it, right, and he was like, "You think I still got it?" Like, and it wasn't in a good way.
Yeah.
For Teofimo Lopez, you know. And of course, his pops like, "Of course you do." You know, you know that pops probably like, "Of course you do." You know, I just want him to find his. I want him to find that strength again because he just seems very discouraged. Whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Well, fucking go in there with someone. You know, again, like you went in there with Lomachenko, probably one of the greatest, not one of the greatest, but one of the most skilled fighters in the 135 division.
Would you call him more undisputed than Devin Haney?
100%. Because Loma took it. Loma started. He didn't. He took challenges from his first fight. Right. His first fight was a world title fight.
Well, I think it was
second. First or second. A world title fight. So, like, Loma's not afraid of talent because he knows how good he is. You know?
Loma reminded me of Pacquiao. They'll fight the best.
They'll fight the best right away.
You know, and that's...
That's why all these other fighters... These other fighters, they're trying to build their record up, and it's like, bro, build your record up.
You're building your record up, but you're also... The fights that the fans want to see.
Even win or lose, that's on you, you know?
Right.
Just fight the best. We fought the best in the amateurs. Might as well fight the best in the
pros. I know this is off story, but do you use the reflex bag that your dad created?
Oh, yeah.
How's that work out?
It's an amazing bag. It's for timing. It's for precision.
Yeah.
The bag goes everywhere, and you just got to place your punches right, just like someone's head. Yeah. That and in that ring, those eight.
See, and that bag, it doesn't move like a human because a human can't move that fast. Yeah. So when it's spinning, I mean, you've seen him. You've seen Ryan hit it. That ball goes crazy. It does. But, man, I tell you, that's why they get knockouts. They know how to place their punches. So
for the viewers, can they find this bag?
Yeah.
Where can they find this bag?
www.fiercereflex.com.
Best in the business.
It's out there. And it is. They've got similar things out there, but mine is patent. You know, I'm proud of
patent yours.
Yeah, patent. I had the design, the utility design.
It's a dope bag.
It's a badass.
What's your mindset, Sean, to stay in this? Like, what's your...
In boxing?
Yeah, what mindset do you keep to keep going? Because it's got to be something.
I think it was just, I mean, I'm here to fight. That's it. Like, well, I've done this all my life. I'm not here. Like, it's like someone going to basketball, right? They did it all their lives. They go into the NBA. They make it to the professional level, and they're getting a bag. Fucking professional boxer, they can box until 7 years old. They get a professional fight. They're only making, $2,000 a fight, $1,000 a fight? Maybe not even that at first. Damn. That's bullshit. And we're in a deadly sport. We're not shooting basketballs.
No, it's not that.
No takeaway there, but.
And you still have a team to pay, correct?
And like, you have people to pay. Your bills. Gym. Everyday bills. Just because you're a professional doesn't mean the bills go away. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's why I'd say it sucks. That like how hard it is to make it, you know.
And well, it's that
that's why I'm not here to fucking build my record up on fighting people that no one gives a fuck about. I'm here to build my record up where it's like, okay, oh fuck yeah, we're gonna see it. Boom, they're gonna fight in a month or two. That's what I want, you know. win or lose, like, you guys are trying to, like, build up your record with the fans that they want to, like, when the fans are like, oh, hell yeah, I want to see this fight. More money. I mean, it's like.
They'll pay.
You really want to do, you're doing something that no one gives a fuck about. That's the thing anymore. No one cares about a world title. No one. It sucks to say.
Yeah, you don't ever hear that about people like, man, I'm going to be champion.
Yeah, no, it's.
I'm coming to be champion. Like that hunger, you know?
Yeah, it's you not really there don't, anymore.
It's really not there
because
anymore.
It's easy to become a world champion.
Right.
It's easy.
Right.
You just, there can be a vacant belt and you fight a bum, boom, you're a world champion. I don't know. There's bouts I didn't even know.
What
that.
Are you talking about? You just threw a shot at somebody when you thought of that. Yeah. Who was you talking about when you felt like, because I feel like you leaning towards something. I want to see if I was right.
I think.
Who you ever saw do that? Like Devin. Come in, huh?
I thought they gave Devin an easy ass world title bout. That's some bullshit. Yeah. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck. But Ryan's fighting 12 rounds, and 12 rounds is a world title bout. Teofimo was an undisputed world champion. He's going 10 rounds.
I love Devin. And this is just, I got to speak up for him because I'm like, you know,
I love
anybody
Devin
that
too.
He's ever stepped in the ring with, though, he's fought him and put hands on him.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and he's caught one.
But who, though?
I mean, let's think about
it. If you give me Kambosos, I'm going to be pissed.
No, not even Kambosos. who was the dude that he fought beforehand that gave him a run for his money?
Linares.
Yeah, Linares.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give him that.
Linares. Right.
Yeah, but like.
I just wanted to make sure. I was like, no, we're going to go back before the Kambosos 1 and 2. Mm.
But there's no hiding that Devin's good. There's no hiding. But undisputed,
I
fuck
love
that.
You, bro. You're
talking about undisputed, fuck that. In but you're be, good.
You know,
you deserve to have what you have.
Well, maybe y'all be able to make a nice money fight behind them. Well, maybe that could be something for, you know, the future for
Let's
you and. It. And Devin to talk about, maybe.
Let's do it.
You know?
See, that's the thing.
I like two guys that ain't scared. That's always makes
scared.
A good fight.
Absolutely.
Because I know Devin ain't scared, and I know my man Sean ain't scared. So it's like, that's what makes good fights. Right. You can't send somebody in there that's like, well, I know I'm going to get my ass kicked. How much money are you paying me? No, you got somebody like, man, fuck that. I'm not losing. Right. You're not supposed to walk into a fight thinking you're going to lose. So I like your mindset with it.
No, I mean, I'll
talk
fight.
Talk your shit, bro.
I'll fight anybody. I'll even fight Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I would.
He's for real.
No, he would.
I'd fight Ryan.
Oh, would you allow that, Pops? Let's
talk. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nah, he seen me get my ass beat by Ryan.
Well, hey, let me tell you something.
Hey, have y'all sparred?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't play with.
I spar all the time. I'm like, oh, you got some shit to talk, beat me at the gym.
Nah, we don't spar all the time, but I mean.
No, back in the day.
Fuck.
It was a killer.
It's intense.
It was intense because I allowed it because he was a southpaw. He's actually a right-hander, but I turned him into a southpaw because he wasn't growing as much as Ryan was. So I said, well, I've got to give him some advantage. So I turned him into a southpaw, and that was perfect because now it's paying off because he's very technical, very astute, and he knows the game.
Yeah.
As a southpaw, and a southpaw is not easy to beat.
That's why Ryan's so
okay?
good with southpaw.
And that's why Ryan's so good with southpaw, because he had his brother to work with while they were growing up. Okay, so I killed two birds with one stone. I didn't even
and
realize.
And that's dope, and it reminds me of a story, not too off base, but you know, the Diggs brothers are like that.
Mm.
The one plays for Cowboys, one plays for the Bills, you know?
Okay.
And their mom used to match them up. They both used to play the same position, but she made one change, and then he ended up being the coldest in the league.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Both of them are the coldest right now.
Dang.
And let me tell you.
Stephon and Trayvon Diggs.
When they were growing up, Sean was the better fighter. And Ryan will even tell you that. Sean was better. His technique, his style, his footwork, everything. But Ryan, what he had is the competitiveness, you know, where it's like he'll destroy you.
Bro, I've been in the ring with a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, different styles.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this just because he's my brother. I would be straight up, but he's just a different breed. It's weird. He's a legend. I'm telling you, like, I'll go in the ring, I'll get hit with someone's hardest shot, you know. But I'm good, you know. But if I get hit by him, even when he's just relaxing, that shit hurts. I'm not even, like, it's weird. Scary. I told him, I go, you'd probably be the first boxer banned from boxing, how hard you hit.
You know why I like interviewing athletes and, like, boxers and shit? I'm going to be real with you. Because y'all motherfuckers got a lot to say, bro.
Oh, there's a lot. I can keep going, man.
Y'all be having a lot to say, like,
for
real.
I can keep going.
Because y'all don't get to do too much talking. Right. It's always ring time.
Yeah.
It's ring action.
Training.
You don't got time to sit down and talk like this.
We talk shit like between our group.
Of course, but just to really bring it out, you guys seem like your family's close. Do you guys travel all the time together?
When we've got like fights out in New York or Miami, you know, we have.
But we all have our own things going on. You know, like I have my babies. I have my family.
Yeah.
They're on their own now.
Yeah.
No kids in the house. So.
No, you're enjoying that, mom. Enjoying that. Get y'all
No. She always wants to be around us. I'm like, you were around us for like 18 years. Chill.
Yeah, chill.
Nah, but it's always good having them around. But yeah, we got our own thing. Ryan has his own life. I have my own life.
But
we
when it's time
to go to work, we're always together.
Yeah.
But we're always together because of. You know, the boxing and everything.
Right.
But
three people right now, you want to box?
Three people?
Call them out.
All right.
And why?
The
and
Vargas
why you
brothers?
Box them?
The Vargas brothers and Raymond Ford.
Why you want to fight him?
Raymond?
Yeah.
Oh, because he called me out before I took my break. And I was going to fight him, but then I just started doing stupid things. And I just was like, you ain't gonna beat me when I'm not at my best. If you're gonna beat me, you're gonna have my A game. You know, I want you to beat. If you're gonna beat me, you're gonna beat me like when I have my A game. So it's time to get in there. I mean, I knew him in the amateurs, but we never fought. My boy Santos fought him, and he said it's easy work. So I want to fight him.
Yeah, I like that.
Because Santos, he's an amazing fighter. You're going to see him soon. Yeah. His name's Santos Ortega.
He's working out with us right now.
He's working. You're going to see him. He's coming up soon. He's a beast. He's one of the fighters, like, when I fight Ryan, and when I spar Ryan, it's a different, like I have to be on my A game or I'm getting knocked out.
Ryan
it's the same shit with
so
Santos.
You feel like your brother will sleep you?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
He'll sleep my shit.
Hey,
no, I'm serious.
Oh my god.
No, because I can last like 4, 5, 6 rounds with him, you know. But after the the fifth round,
I think you'd get him eventually because you'll learn his style. That's your brother, bro. You keep at it.
No, I know his style
now.
No, I know him.
Yeah.
I know when he's gonna punch. I know everything. I know, but that shit still hurts.
It does.
He comes up with shit and it's just like. He's
man,
just
no,
so
it's
smart.
I'm telling
no,
you.
But because he takes it to a different level. He doesn't just box. Yeah. He wants to know everything about that game. Like, with when it comes to defense,
he writes everything down.
Like he has it to, like he has
science.
It. Yeah, he is down. Yeah, and it's crazy. He's down to a science, and it's crazy.
You train him with your dad. Have you found that difficult at any time throughout this?
Your
dad, because you know it's pops at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like it's your trainer, and he might say some shit to you that's a little bit different than the trainer does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's some shit that nobody hears behind the scenes. Like, hey, motherfucker, come here.
But see, as a father, I know when to say enough is enough.
His favorite was Ryan, though.
You know?
No.
What it was is that
kidding.
I told you, I give him the credit in the beginning because of what. He did it the right way. Ryan was more like loose, but then Ryan realized, you know, that this is a sport that he could take to another level. And when
he
found that out, it's like he did take it to that. And I'm telling you right now, it's hard to beat them. It's really hard to beat. And you get robbed, you get robbed. And nothing I could say to that. But as a coach and a father, them two. Watch
the moment if we retire, yeah. I promise you, we can make another career becoming a coach.
Oh, they're so sharp. They're smart.
Like, we see, like, we'll do it in the ring, but we see, like, I can have like a fighter who doesn't even do anything, give me like 3 months with him, and I'll have him beating a pro because I just know the game,
so
I know everything, and I know like simple is better, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I know everything. about the game. But Ryan, he just puts it down to a T. You know, he studies it every day.
That's live, bro. I like even just sitting here and chopping it with you. You actually inspire me to want to get more athletes like yourself up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? That really play the sport, because I love boxing.
Yeah,
and it's dope to sit back, man, and, you know, talk boxing with Sharp. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know? I like you, man. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? No, but I love the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I can defend myself, but I love the sport.
Let's get in the ring.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
Let's
have some fun.
Let's talk. let's fuck it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Tank and Ryan, because there's a lot.
I definitely want to talk about that before we get up out of here. Like, for real, man. Like, what do you think about that? I thought the fight was supposed to be January 7th, if I quote, but they say they might have changed it.
No, it's in April.
April 15th.
They changed it to April.
Yeah, they're fighting in April. They both wanted a tune-up fight. And then they're gonna fight in April.
Right. So your brother's gonna fight somebody else different on January 7th.
Yeah. No. Ryan fights on January 28th. Tank fights on January 7th. Okay. I think. Right.
Right.
First week of January.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What do you think about that, man?
What do you think about the? Yeah. Pretty for sure. What do you think about? What do you feel like the outcome's gonna be from that fight?
I feel like this is what boxing needs. You know. Everyone wanted it.
We don't know the outcome. That's what
we don't know the outcome.
That's what's good about it. That's what we're gonna train hard for. Yeah,
you know? We're gonna train hard. We know our skills, and we know that, you know, we train hard. We're gonna take it very serious, and you know, we'll see what he got in the ring. But we know that we fought fighters like him, and it's not that hard, you know, to beat somebody. Yeah, you got knocked out, but anyone can get knocked out with 8 ounce gloves. You know, Ryan knocks out people. Tank knocks out people. So for these people to be like, "Oh my gosh, you should be scared of Tank's power," but it's like, bro, Ryan knocks out people just as much as you knock out people.
And he knocks out people quicker than
Tank knocks out people.
Right.
So it's like, bro, Ryan has that shot too. That's why everyone's like, I don't know why everyone's just talking shit. It's like, bro, Ryan has that. Ryan's been in the game just as long as Tank's been in the game, maybe and even he's longer. Tall. He's tall. He's fast. He's sharp. He's not stupid. That's why we're going to beat him. And if we're going to beat him, I say a knockout. Like between six and nine, there's going to be a knockout. And Ryan's going to go for it. Ryan's not here to play no games. Like, Ryan's serious about this fight. He wanted it. He's going to train hard for it. The protection of God and everything. We're gonna hopefully both of them come out healthy so they can go home to their families.
For sure, that's what I like.
But they're gonna be throwing bombs.
They're gonna be throwing bombs though.
But I hope both of them come out healthy and you know they get to go home to their kids. That's why a lot of people, you know, they want war, but it's like, bro, you're not in there. You know, like that shit can go horribly wrong.
How many people knock people out during sparring? What are the odds? It's not very small,
right?
But for Ryan, it's a high percentage. I'm not.
Oh, he knocks out every sparring partner.
I mean, he'll.
It's like known.
He'll rock you. He'll
knock you out.
He don't care if you're 154 pounder. He's gonna drop you, and it's gonna be ugly. You got grown men crying on the floor because he hits that hard. I'm telling you, he hits hard, and I'm telling you right now, if he lands one of those shots on Tank, he's done, bro. I don't care who you are, bro. He's done. I'm being on.
Well, I was already curious
to see this fight.
And it's not
even just power. It's accuracy.
But since y'all over here, hopefully this isn't smoke we're blowing around.
No.
I'm just saying, because this is going to be, because I feel like this fight is going to, like you said, it's going to make the sport of boxing great again. You know, and we don't really know the outcome. Mm-hmm. I wanted to more lean with that one, like you were saying, like that's what's going to make this great is because we don't really know the outcome.
No one knows that.
Now, could Tank take a low one? Yeah, and just drop? Yes, he can. Could Ryan take one? Of course he can. Right. You know, that's what's making this exciting. That's why I don't want to lean to one side because it's just going to get a boring fight again. We already know it's going to win. I don't want to buy that shit.
Yeah. We're not going to take any
more. I want to buy the pay-per-view.
Thank you. That's what we need again. Like, boom. Ryan. Devin versus Loma. That would be a great fight.
Yeah.
Ryan Loma Tank, Chico? Great.
Yeah.
Cruz Stevenson, great. Yeah. But all these promoters, they want to protect their own ass. That's why they're not. They don't want to have these fights like these big fights right now. They want to. I don't know why they want to just hold on to us. Like,
Spence Crawford. Like
they own us.
That's a perfect matchup.
Spence Crawford. Like, get in the ring. Fuck.
Get in the ring, man. So
you guys are both good. Everyone wants to see that shit. You know how much money you guys are gonna make? Just go in there.
You know what I think, and this is just my personal opinion, and Pops, maybe you can chime in with me on this one, and the business aspect. I think people kind of wait for those, like, it hits a certain peak, like, asking for it so much to where we know it's going to sell out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to wait.
You don't want to overdo it, though, because what happens, people lose patience.
That's true, okay? That's
people
true, too.
People lose patience, which right. loses interest.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, then the value starts to depreciate. And you got to be careful because as a promoter, you know who you have. You know what type of fighter you have. You know right. that he's running it. He's got it, man.
Right.
Okay? And this promoter knows it too. They're gladiators. And then you say, man, the prime, they're at their prime. Let's do it, man. Hearns, Leonard.
Yeah.
Let's do it, bro. Yeah. Hagler, Duran. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't.
Those were some matches.
Look at Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Look how long it took.
That fight would have been 10 times bigger if they both fought when they were like.
When they were supposed to.
When they were supposed to. So you know how big that fight would have been? Or maybe it would have been a different. It was still big, but like it would have been 10 times bigger if they fought like when everyone wanted them to fight.
It would have been a better fight, too.
Yeah, it would have been a way better fight.
You know?
That's why everyone waits.
Remember, age.
There's no way.
Takes its toll. You know that, right? Okay, but as a prime, when you're at your prime, man, you could lift a car up. You could say, man, I could do this on my own. I don't need help.
Yeah.
And that's when you want to do it.
Who's your favorite basketball team?
Okay, wait,
favorite basketball team? Honestly, man, I've always been a Mavericks fan. I was a Mavericks fan, though, from, like, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They were good.
You know
good.
What I'm saying? Like, I fucked with them. I watched this when I was on championship.
So when they lose, you don't mind. You just, I mean, you get,
no,
like,
because I know it. No, because I know it comes with the game.
Thank you, right?
Comes with the game.
You're going to watch them again, right?
Got to watch them again.
See, that's what boxing needs. You know? Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
We're going to throw down. You're going to have two amazing fighters throw down. Win or lose, there's still other fighters. You know? Like, there's still, like, we can do this. We can go in there three times in that bitch.
And everybody can be making money.
But and Sean, everyone makes money.
Sean, I think.
But everyone just cares about these damn belts. Well, and it's like, come on, bro.
Well, not only the belts.
Just fight.
Their stupid record.
Yeah, but that's because
it's
Mayweather,
the record more than anything.
Yeah. Mayweather
Pops
set
it.
Like,
it is.
You know,
it's
Mayweather
the
set
the
a tone. 50
like Mayweather did set the tone.
He did
set the tone.
So there
you
go.
Wrong back
tone.
With us.
You have to be undefeated. No, I mean, like, you just have to throw
that's
down.
That's right. Just fight
there's,
the best.
There's like Nate Diaz.
I heard he might be crossing over.
He loses. I don't know how many times, but he's entertaining. Everyone wants to see him. Fight.
Everybody. That's
every
my, that's,
time.
That is one of my favorite UFC fighters.
He's a fighter. He's a
it's
fighter.
Crazy,
he throws
yeah.
down no matter. He has balls. He's crazy. Right. He's funny. He's entertaining outside the ring.
I already was talking about transferring over to your sport. What do you think about that?
Well, to boxing.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I mean.
Come on, talk about it, bro. What do you think about that?
Think,
what, you don't want to run into him and it's a problem?
I'll fight him. I don't know. It's a hard sport.
He's got what it takes to step over.
For
I mean,
boxing?
He's been boxing. He's been boxing all of his life.
Well, it
man.
Depends on who he fights.
Right.
You know, like if he goes in there with a professional, like someone who's undefeated, now he's getting his ass beat. Because it's a different game. Like UFC's, you know, you focus on takedown. They don't really punch. I mean, they punch, but like there was like kicks, knees, and all that. You ain't got all that. You just got your hands. That's it. And he doesn't have that much good defense. You can tell every time after he fights, he's all cut up.
But he's always been durable. That's scar tissue.
Yeah.
Getting hit
throughout
the years. You know what I'm
easy
saying?
Easy to cut and everything.
Easy. It's easy to cut.
100%.
And brothers the same way. They both bleed this. Yeah, they both are bleeders.
I mean, we'll see.
But
I mean, I ain't gonna duck him. I mean, I ain't gonna like knock him. But
yeah, you ain't trying to duck him. I heard what you said. You want to get out with him.
I'll get down with Nate for sure. No, but whatever he wants to do, I hope everything goes good. That's the thing is, I just hope he comes out healthy. You know, boxing is deadly. One punch.
Hey man,
change your life forever.
We're gonna get up out of here. I need you to come back with your brother.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't your brother. But you got to come back, too, though, and bring Pops.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? So when y'all do it, we're going to do it for the family.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate
Sean
you.
Yeah, I appreciate you,
like,
man.
That was very interesting, man, just to hear your perspective. And Mr. Garcia, Pops,
yeah.
I appreciate you for sitting here, man, for real, and just giving some more transparency to what's really
sure.
going on, you know?
Yep. Appreciate it, man.
For real, man. Make sure you ask.
We're
going to
make boxing great again. Let's
That's
do
right.
it.
Right. Let's do it.
The Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Riley, punch us out the motherfucking gym.